USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, told NBC News' Meet the Press that while coronavirus trends give her great hope for slow reopenings over the next few months, many of the social distancing measures will be a constant fixture throughout the summer.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another.
Dr. Birx also addressed President Trump's recent musings about whether disinfectants or ultraviolet light could help as a treatment for those infected with the coronavirus.
It's not a treatment. What was missed is really important to figure out in the outside conditions. And I think I was reassured to see what impact sunlight has on the virus. That should be encouraging to all of us. But I think it's really important to see that direct sunlight may actually be able to kill the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The city of Wuhan, where the global pandemic began, has zero remaining cases in its hospital, according to the National Health Commission of China. The city had reported 46,452 cases. That's 56% of the national total. The city also had 3,869 fatalities, or 84% of China's total death toll. While the city is now relaxing restrictions after months of strict lockdowns, residents of Wuhan are still being regularly tested for the virus. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson will now return to work after recovering from COVID-19 that sent him to intensive care earlier in the month. It comes just as Britain surpassed 20,000 deaths from the respiratory illness, and the UK has the fifth highest death toll in the world after the US, Italy, Spain, and France. In Johnson's absence, British government has faced growing criticism over low levels of virus testing, as well as complaints from health workers over a lack of protective gear. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's a new group facing racial issues due to the coronavirus, and USA's Wendy King has more.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns in the last 2 months.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added 6 new symptoms to the official list of possible signs for the coronavirus. Previously, the CDC only noted fever, cough, and shortness of breath as official symptoms. The agency has updated the list to include chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and a new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. A runny nose rarely occurs with COVID-19, and sneezing is still not a symptom of the virus. On the CDC website, it says people with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to very severe illness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.